AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. 14 people, including 9 top world soccer officials, have been indicted on U.S. charges of running a bribery scheme that began back in 1991. Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
The 47-count indictment against these individuals includes charges of racketeering, wire fraud, and money laundering conspiracies spanning 2 decades.
Lynch says FIFA officials took more than $100 million in bribes from sports promoters and others. Soccer fans around the world say the indictments may be the only way to force the group to reform.
I think it was an extremely corrupt organization. I think they've started efforts to clean themselves up, but I think it's a little bit too late.
6 of the 7 FIFA officials arrested in Switzerland today say they will fight extradition to the U.S. Swiss prosecutors are also looking into how the group awarded the 2018 and 2022 World Cups to Russia and Qatar. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the people of his state have to pay attention to flood warnings.
In so many of the rivers across the state of Texas, we are going to continue to have rising waters. If there are rising waters, if your local elected officials tell you to evacuate, it is essential that you heed those warnings.
At least 19 people are dead in the storms and flooding in Texas and Oklahoma since the holiday weekend. The search for a number of others missing, especially in the Blanco River flooding, continues today. Some 223,000 jobs were added last month. Here's our Jerry Boatlander.
An improved job situation last month helped 23 states lower their jobless rate compared to March. 16 saw no change, while 11 states saw their jobless rates go up. The Labor Department says 40 states gained jobs, with the largest increases in California, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 130. This is AP Radio News. Former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton travels to Columbia, South Carolina for a speech to women Democrats in the state where she lost the 2008 primary to now President Obama. In her speech, Clinton talked about sharing the nation's wealth
and improved jobs.
We're going to have to fight to make sure that the success of our country is shared across the economy.
Outside the hotel where Clinton met with women's groups today, former Hewlett-Packard CEO, current Republican presidential candidate Carly Fiorina talked with reporters. She's in Columbia for a speech to Republican legislators. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum will announce his presidential bid later today at a factory near his western Pennsylvania hometown. 4 years ago, Santorum exceeded the expectations of political experts by scoring a second-place finish in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.